I don't know, it was, we had any particular name, just paper sacks. Cartons.
Call them bag ever?
Well, paper bags, yeah.
But you'd more commonly say sack.
Yeah, paper sack.
And then I suppose if it was made out of cloth, you'd call it what?
Shopping, yeah, they was, used to use shopping bags quite a bit.
How about for potatoes?
Well, it's just burlap bags would be the thing, usually potatoes is in. Our majority of potatoes was mostly handled in crates in this locality.
I see.
We had, we would usually pick up the potatoes and put them in crates, and the object of that was, the way we did, the potatoes more or less contain a certain amount of sand. There would be sand clinging to them when you picked them up. Well, as handling them in these crates, the sand would sift out, so the sliding crate. And then we were loaded on the wagon and maybe hauled and then put in the basement and all dumped in a bin. Had a bin in the basement for potatoes. But we finally got away from that as time went on and potato diggers come into being. I can remember one time when I was a boy, we joined a group of neighbors that we bought a potato digger. Of course, that was pulled by four horses, and it would root the potatoes out and take them up over a series of grates and drop them on the ground. Well, then one or two men would use their two teams to dig a bunch of potatoes, and then two or three neighbors would come in and help, and we'd all pick them up and just dump the potatoes in the wagon. Then we'd take them up, whatever you wanted to do with them. If we wanted to put them in the basement, we fixed a chute, and we'd use a tined scoop that would scoop the potatoes out and lift them out of the sand and roll them down the basement. And maybe today we'd dig my potatoes, the next day we'd dig the neighbor's potatoes, say, and we'd change help that way. That way two or three of us owned one of those potato diggers. Well, that saved a lot of back work for digging the potatoes out of the ground.
You know, they always say that Americans are inventive of easy ways to do things.
Yeah,
well, that sure proves it.
That's the way the haymaking has been. It's used to be, I can remember when we first, I can remember going helping neighbors make hay and pitching hay with a fork, pitching it onto the wagon. But then as I was a boy, my dad bought a hay loader that hitched on behind the wagon, and that would gather the hay and elevate it on the wagon. Pick it up. You've seen them probably. Maybe you haven't either, because they're...
Well, I've seen them from the road.
They're obsolete, pretty near. Only in few settlements are used anymore. Well, then they was replaced. Then the hay was put in the barn with a fork of some kind and carried into the hayloft or the haymow, wherever you'd call it. And then they was replaced with some localities they went into balers. And that was a case of where they developed a pickup baler with the wire tie, and it took two men to run this wire tie. They had to set side of that baler, and as them bales got so big, they had to run the wires through and tie the wires. Now they've got the automatic tie. The automatic, so much pressure on it, and it ties the bale with twine or wire. They've perfected that. Well, in other localities, different right in the same localities, now our method of making hay, I went from the hay loader to the stationary chopper.